Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat clings to life in the Paris hospital where his coma has deepened. A Palestinian official says he is in the, quote, final phase of his life. The gravity of his condition has compelled preparations for his funeral and burial. From the West Bank city of Ramallah, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Little has changed on Arafat's condition since last night's statement by Foreign Minister Nabil Shaaf, who produced the most definitive news yet on the state of the 75-year-old leader's health. He confirmed that Arafat has been comatose for a week. He stated that he is on life support and that there is no question about turning off that support. He said euthanasia is forbidden in the Muslim faith. A senior cleric has been dispatched to Paris to be at Arafat's bedside. Officials say he is to provide comfort to him in what could be his final days. At Arafat's headquarters in the West Bank town of Ramallah, the senior leadership back from Paris convenes a series of emergency meetings on a future without Arafat. Israel Radio reports that an Egyptian official is on hand to discuss a possible funeral in Cairo when the time comes. Officials have confirmed that the burial site will be the compound here in Ramallah known as the Mukatta, where Arafat had been holed up for nearly 3 years in an attempt to avoid Israeli moves against him. The Israeli cabinet is also discussing the question of the Mukatta becoming a mausoleum in lieu of a Jerusalem burial site, which the Israelis have ruled out. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Ramallah.